Good afternoon and welcome to Central Coast Voices, a program addressing the ramifications of change and how today's choices will affect tomorrow's community. This program is an extension and production of Action for Healthy Communities and provided in collaboration with KCBX. Central Coast Voices is made possible through underwriting by Joan Geller Sargent. I'm Chris Kington Barker, your host. Starting a business or nonprofit begins with a mission and a dream, but is often a daunting task. In the past, entrepreneurs and small business owners relied or were left on their own, and if they were lucky, found mentoring or guidance along the way. Mission Community Services Corporation and Women's Business Center has greatly enhanced the opportunities and potential entrepreneurs and small business owners to become self-sustaining, successful contributors to their communities. They offer special assistance for women, low-income, minority, veterans, and nonprofit businesses in San Luis Obispo, Kern, and Monterey counties. My guests will be talking about this wealth of resources and experience and expertise and learning that you may not have even heard about. I'm joined today by Chuck Jaley, Executive Director of Mission Community Services and Business Women's Center, Polly Mertens, a local business coach and consultant, and Carol Ramirez, certified and registered legal document assistant and owner of InTrust Legal Affordable Legal Documents. This show has been pre-recorded, so we'll not be taking calls today for the hour, but we will be providing you a web address for more information. And I really hope you go to the web address because it really is a wealth of information as you'll learn in today's show. I'm going to start with you, Chuck, and kind of ask you, how long has this organization been around?
Oh, thank you, Chris. And first of all, I want to say we're happy to be here and, you know, fully support what you're doing for the community.
Oh, thanks. This is a great program. I wish this would have been around 30 years ago.
Oh, yeah, I'll go into more of that later, yeah. Too, because my father and I, right out of college, he had a business. I went to work for him, and oh, did we make mistakes.
Oh, boy.
And I would have loved to have an organization such as what we do to assist, so yeah. We didn't have to stub our toe every single time.
I hear you. Yeah.
But back to your question, Mission Community Services is a nonprofit. We were started 19 years ago by Anita Robinson and by Mission Community Bank, thus our name, Mission Community Services. Of course, Mission Community Bank has been sold, and there's been other banks that have come along, but we are a standalone nonprofit at this point. And 14 years ago, we applied for a grant from the Small Business Administration, and we received that, and actually every year we have to reapply. You know, the government is smart nowadays. They don't give you money. They make sure you're doing what you're supposed to.
Right.
So there's lots of strings attached. So we're happy to say this is our 14th year of being the Women's Business Center. And, you know, we do it here in San Luis Obispo. This is our headquarters. Earlier in the year, we were fortunate to open a satellite office in Kern County in Bakersfield. So we have a Women's Business Center there now also. And it's bigger than a satellite. We've got a full-time director. She has an administrative assistant. We have, you know, we've got three classes going, and we have consultants, and it's really quite exciting. And yeah, you know, we do teach our services in English and Spanish, and probably 50% of what we do in Kern is in Spanish to, you know, address the needs of that market. You know, and people ask, well, what do you guys do? What does the Women's Business Center do? And first of all, we serve men and women.
Okay.
Because we can't discriminate. But year in and year out, I'd say 72% of our clients are women. And, you know, there's another statistic that's pretty interesting. So hang on. I hate to do statistics. They're so hard to remember, but this one's easy. Women are opening businesses at 1.5 times the rate of men.
That's interesting.
You know, and this started about 5 years ago and hasn't let up. And, you know, the government, you know, that's a big word. What is the government? Well, the government is our elected officials, and it's Congress. And Congress, you know, fully supports small business. And they know what small businesses do to the community is very important because, you know, say you have one large business that goes out, they go bankrupt or they go offshore or something else, well, then the whole community suffers. Whereas if you have 1,000 small businesses, you know, a few of them go out every year, it's okay. The business, you know, the community will survive. So that's why, the Congress supports the SBA. They give money to the SBA, and they in turn give money to us as the Women's Business Center and also to two other organizations in town, SCORE and the SBDC. But of course, in their wisdom, they do not give us all the money we need. We have to get that as a nonprofit through grants and donations and, you know, from donors. So we appreciate our sponsors.
How long have you been with the Women's Center?
This is my fifth year as the director. And prior to that, I was a consultant for, I think, 3 years. And so, you know, it opened my eyes to the needs of the community and also, you know, being director, it's like owning a business. I have to make sure we have enough money to keep it going.
Right. And what was it that drew you to it personally?
Just, you know, I come from a family of entrepreneurs, and I thought if I could help other entrepreneurs, it would really be exciting and awesome. And that's what we get to do every day.
Yeah. And Polly, I'm going to move over to you. How long have you been with the center?
I don't remember exactly, but it's we've been talking, and I think it's been about 11 or 12 years. So I've done everything from teach some of the long-term classes, like the Start, Run, Grow class. I've taught workshops. I've taught webinars. And I've been a counselor. I sat on the board advising. So just you name it. I'm really in part of this organization and enjoy it a lot.
So you've really seen it evolve.
Mm-hmm.
And what have you seen as the shifts in the time that you've been there? Because things have changed for women in business. Obviously, if 1.5 times of new businesses are being started by women, that's certainly different than it was when you first started.
Yeah, you know, I think there's a number of things. So some of the factors, you know, I think about just our hometown favorite, MindBody, right? And so a software program like a MindBody can allow not anyone, but a lot of people to start and open a yoga studio where, you know, purchasing or creating your own tracking system and taking payments and organizing classes and schedules and linking that up to the website, that would have just, you know, not many people were capable of pulling all of that off. Well, you have a software like MindBody makes that very plug and play, right? You can say, I've got a dream, I pull some people together. So software advances like that, I think, has allowed a lot of businesses in that realm, right? So MindBody does, you know, hair salons and yoga studios and things like that. So we're just seeing more of that. And I think that women are finding access to the internet where they're maybe, you know, they're at home. They can, they don't have to open up a shop, a retail store, let's say, but they can offer their services maybe like a short amount of time over the internet, consulting or, you know, there's websites that they can do that through.
Right. They can do shipping from their home. Exactly. Etsy is an example of people who have their storefronts basically on Etsy.
Yeah.
It's a virtual
Amazon
storefront.
Etsy, things like that. Yeah.
Chuck, you were going to say something.
Yes. And, you know, something interesting about women entrepreneurs is that over 90% of them go on to be what we call solo entrepreneurs, that they're the individual running the business from A through Z. And that's where our classes can really be helpful because, you know, people start a class, they start an idea, a business with a passion, but they don't know all the gaps.
Right.
We help teach the gaps.
Oh, that's a really good, really good point. The center really is extremely comprehensive. Can you talk about the different levels of support that it provides?
Yeah, I would say you can look to Mission Community Services and the Women's Business Center for really two pillars, right? So one is the training that you need. So you've got an idea or you've been an employee, you've got some skills and you want to take that on your own, or you've got a passion or a hobby or you create something. So you can come in and get the training that you need. We offer monthly workshops. We have brown bags once a month. We have ongoing classes, our Start, Run, Grow program that we'll talk more in depth about. That's more intensive. That's really getting you on the road to going from the dreamer to actually being in business.
Yeah.
And then the other pillar is our counseling. So we offer one-on-one counseling, and it can be in all areas. So we help people with finance questions, legal questions, not legal advice, but, you know, helping them with some of the questions, you know, what is an LLC versus what
is which forms do I need to fill out? Which,
do I need insurance? Do I need a license for this? You know, and we have a lot in this area with restaurants. You know, there's a lot of people that either food trucks, restaurants, catering businesses, things like that, or they come up with a product. We had a student in the last Start, Run, Grow a couple ago, he was passionate about macaroni and cheese. So he wanted to make macaroni and cheese, and he's like, okay, he didn't know anything about health code and, you know, like a, I forget, it's a certified kitchen.
You're going to do food, probably a good thing to learn about.
Yeah. And so we have, you know, counselors that can point them in the right direction.
Yeah.
You know, you can take that dream like, oh, I want to make mac and cheese. Okay, well, do you want to serve it at farmer's market? Do you want to do catering? Do you want to do a food truck? What do you want to do with this? And then what are the steps to get you there?
Yeah, fantastic. And Carol, I'm going to go over to you. You come into this as somebody that's fairly recently been able to use the services. Tell me a little bit about how you got introduced to the Women's Services Center.
Well, I moved here from Orange County in 2014. And back in March of that year, I happened to go to a chamber breakfast because I thought it was a place to meet a lot of business owners. And when I walked in, there were 500 people sitting there, and I was very overwhelmed. But fortunately, Chuck Jaylee asked if the seat next to me was available, and I said, it's yours. So he sat down, and within a matter of minutes, he was able to explain to me about the Start, Run, Grow program, and that he was the director of that program, and he encouraged me to attend the class. And when I asked him when the class started, he said, that evening. So I quickly looked at my schedule, which had nothing on it, and I decided...
Because you were looking for a job.
That's right. I had nothing at that point, so I thought, gosh, you know, maybe this will be exactly what I'm looking for.
Yeah. And so, Chuck, I'm going to go over to you. The Start, Run, Grow program, I saw that listed on the website as something, and that's coming up again, is it not?
Yes. Thank you for asking. We have the next Start, Run, Grow. It's actually Start, Run, Grow Your Business is the full title.
Okay.
And it starts September 18th. It runs through November 20th. And it's from 5:30 to 8:30 at night, and it is 10 weeks.
Okay.
Yeah, we used to
and
have
it's
it.
once a week?
Once a week, yes.
What night?
This is on Wednesday nights.
Okay.
And
and so talk a little bit about what once a week people will be exposed to in that. Is it pretty much the basics of what people need to know?
Yes. And as I mentioned before, people come with a passion. They want to start a business. They know about their product. And we take them through the steps, as Paula was saying, about licensing and, you know, the business structure. Should they be an LLC or solo entrepreneur? You know, we talk about marketing, we talk about hiring and firing, we talk about taxes, we talk about the dreaded word of finances that people go into shock with. But when I took my class from Polly many years ago, she taught it very well. You know, it just put us all at ease so we could not have that fear of money and learn. And so the instructors are quite good at that. And one thing that develops through the class is not only do you learn, but you get a peer-to-peer support group, you know, through your co-learners, and it's really quite valuable. And, you know, especially we find there's women learn a little differently than men. You know, people all
Explain
learn
that.
Differently. But women, you know, they didn't go to college to learn business. You know, a lot of them, here they are at 40 or 50 that they're learning, they want to do a business now. So they don't have background, and it's daunting. It's scary for a lot of people. Mm-hmm. And even for me, when my father and I had our business, I went into it right out of college. But there's a moment of truth for everyone. Mm-hmm. You know, can I do this? Will I do it? And men and women react to that differently.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the instructor is well-versed in those, and she can spot when people are at that moment of truth and help guide and coach them through it. And you know, it's really quite beautiful when people come through the course and, you know, start their business. And, you know, in my day when I did it, Polly made us have a full business plan, darn it. It took a lot of time. But nowadays, you know, we have an online business plan builder, so it's a lot easier to build the business plan. And there's even 5-page business plans.
Yeah.
Because if you're not going to come out and need a bank loan, you don't need a full business plan. You need the concept.
You need something that you can work with.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. So I'm going to go back to you, Carol, because I'm assuming that with a short amount of time to decide that night to get into this, you took a leap of faith, but that's not something you would do if you wanted to become an employee. What changed?
Well, after being an employee as a paralegal for a law firm for over 30 years, I always wanted to have my own business.
Mm.
And at 53 years old, I didn't think that was the right time to start a new business, but I also didn't want to miss out on a great opportunity. When I moved here 5 years ago, I was told by a headhunter that I was moving to the entrepreneur city of the country. So I thought this would be a great place to start a new business. And it's turned out that way for me, which is really exciting.
Did you have, when you decided you were going to take that class, did you have an idea of what kind of business you wanted to start?
Oh, yes. Oh. So I had already started my business. I knew that I could apply for a special permit through the County of San Luis Obispo to serve as a registered and licensed legal document assistant. That is a special profession under Business and Professions Code 6400. It allows an experienced legal secretary an experienced paralegal to serve the public with general knowledge documents that are written by attorneys and approved by the state bar. So with my 30 years experience, I thought this is something I could do. The difference is, of course, I don't give any legal advice because I'm not a lawyer. But with my experience, I knew I could help the general public because we're in a self-help, do-it-yourself era. Mm-hmm. So that means someone just simply asks me, I need to have a living trust or I need assistance with divorce. I can prepare all those documents, again, written by attorneys and approved by the state bar. So when I decided to do that, I just didn't know how to align my hard-earned savings with actually building a business. And that's where I knew I needed help. Because being an employee for over 30 years, I didn't have to figure that out. I just showed up and got a paycheck.
Yeah. Yeah, Polly, you were going to say something here?
Well, you know, one of the things that I wanted to share that Carol touched upon is, and I felt this too, because I came from Silicon Valley myself, yeah. And I came here to get my MBA at Cal Poly, and I was like, well, I know this is a one-way ticket because I want to live here. You know, I had come out of the rat race of Silicon Valley, the whole dot-com crash. I was like, there's got to be another way. This is a beautiful area. But I knew coming here that I was going to have to be entrepreneurial. I mean, I was entrepreneurial right. minded before that, but I knew by making that leap of faith, kind of like you, Carol, when you moved here, that you got to make it or break it, right? And so the Women's Business Center, I didn't see it when I came. You know, I came, got my MBA. But what Carol was touching upon is San Luis Obispo County is the sixth largest county for women-owned businesses.
Is it really?
Yes, in the country.
In the country?
In the country, yes.
How long's it been in that status?
Oh, gosh, I don't know that answer. Yeah. I don't know how many years, but it's been a few years at least. And it just goes to show you, you know, with this lifestyle that we have here, you know, the beautiful weather and all these things, people come here and you don't, I mean, now we have bigger companies like a Mind Body, and there's other companies that have grown up and are providing employment at, you know, higher levels of income and experience for people. But that's also attracting a lot of other people from the yeah. area. And so these Cal Poly graduates, some of them would love to stay too. And so, you know, the services we offer help people that have a dream, have an idea, or like Carol, you know, like I want to transition out, right? We get a lot of people with that side hustle. It's like, you know, they're technologies or they're in a particular career and they're like, I got this idea or I've created something, or maybe they're making a transition in their life. They're like, enough of the employee life. I know I can do something on my own. Some of them come with a clear idea and some come with no idea. They yeah. just come seeking, I know I want to find it.
Yeah, yeah. This is Chris Kington-Barker, and you're listening to Central Coast Voices on KCBX, HD1 San Luis Obispo, KNBX, HD1 San Ardo, KSBX Santa Barbara. And you can listen to KCBX Live using your smart speaker technology. Just ask your Amazon Echo, Google Home, or other device to play KCBX. The topic of today's show is the Mission Community Services Corporation and Women's Business Center. And if you are a business owner, want to start a business or nonprofit, want to grow your business or improve your business skills and knowledge, you'll want to keep listening to this show. My guests are Chuck Jaley, Executive Director of Mission Community Services and Women's Business Center, and Polly Mertens, a local business coach and consultant working with Mission Community Services and Women's Business Center, along with her own private business, and Carol Ramirez, who is the owner of InTrust Legal Affordable Legal Documents. Today's show has been pre-taped for Pledge Drive, and that's right, it's Pledge Drive time here at KCBX. That's where people throughout our listening area contribute, hopefully, the money needed to keep KCBX on the air. Listeners like you make it possible for us to tell the stories of ordinary people doing extraordinary things. Please make make a gift today by joining in. We rely on you to keep our storytelling alive and keep our shows on air. You can help us by calling 800-549-8855 or contribute to online at kcbx.org. It's Pledge Drive time here at KCBX. And I'm going to go right back to you, Carol, because we've got you so far that, so you went to class.
I did. I learned how to do so many things that I thought I would never learn how to do had I not gone to the class. Specifically, I learned how to do a business plan. And a business plan isn't just about writing down your goals. It's learning about how to support your business for the long run. Not just a month or a year, but to really get you past that five-year mark, to make sure that you understand what a profit and loss statement is, and understand what a balance sheet is, and understand what works. Like Polly was saying earlier, I learned how to analyze the money that I was putting into specific areas of my business and determine whether or not they were yielding an actual return. And that's huge, to understand where the money is coming from and what part of my business actually helps me grow. Mm-hmm. So in my business, I help my clients with affordable documents in estate planning, probate, and family law matters. But I needed to understand which of those areas bring in the most amount of revenues and where I needed to hire the right number of employees to handle the work that was coming in the door, what was considered most frequent, understand how much time was necessary to spend on a specific project and make sure that I had the right people who could help me. And you know, the only way I could figure all of that out was to have attended the 12-week program to do the work, and also to make sure I plugged in to those people who could help me. So Polly had mentioned that there are workshops. They're free workshops, which is amazingly crazy, I have to say, because for any other business program, I would think that a person would either need to go to business law school or business school and spend a lot of money doing that, or just spend a lot of money hiring somebody else to teach them how to run their business. And I was really fortunate because in the 12-week program, after learning how to set goals and how to analyze my income and what areas I should pay more attention to than others, I also had sources. I was assigned a business coach, Lorna Whitaker. Amazing. In the beginning in the program, it was part of my program. I didn't have to pay more for her services. Today, nearly 5 years later, I hired her to be my business coach, which, by the way, was one of my goals on my business plan that I wrote in that class almost 5 years ago now. Another person is Gina Sinardo. I hired her to be my marketing consultant. She was also on my very first business plan. I didn't know how I could acquire these people, how I could hire someone to help me get to where I wanted to go, but I do now. Hmm. And I learned that in the program, the Start, Run, Grow program.
Now, you had started your business before you took the Start, Run, Grow program course, correct?
I did, yes.
Had you done a business plan?
No.
No. Had you even thought about doing a business plan?
No.
No. Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't think it was necessary.
You know, and I'll just jump in here if I may. A lot of people who come to the Start, Run, Grow class have businesses.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know what the percentage is. Maybe we'll say 40% of them or 20% of them, something, have businesses. But it's willy-nilly. I mean, it's all over the place.
Right.
You know, they're just like winging a prayer, you know, like not sure if they're profitable. Or they come in for counseling because they've heard about us. We're like the best kept secret in town, but hopefully with this, the word will get out. And they come in and they're like, well, I'm struggling with this. And you can, it's just clear they don't have the acumen, you know, like they just haven't, they're great at maybe the business, the technician, you know, they're a great technician,
right.
But they don't understand the finance or the marketing of it. And so it's not staying afloat, or it's inconsistent, if you will. And so we guide them to come to an orientation, come check out the class, and then take the class, and they formulate that business plan in the class.
Yeah, it kills me when I see, you know, I live up in the North County, and I have watched this one location for a restaurant that has turned over no fewer than 8 times in the last, I'd say, 5 years.
Yeah.
And it is a good location.
Yeah.
And the, you know, the size of the restaurant is a good size if it was properly managed and someone came in with a plan. But it has failed every time. And the last time it failed within 2 months. You know, and it absolutely floors me. And each time someone comes in and redoes the decoration, they take
all the money, life savings.
They pour the front load into it, and then they're disappeared. And it just saddens me, Chuck.
Yeah. In fact, that's the number one reason that businesses fail is they don't have enough cash to keep going through the first year and even the second year. Because, you know, sometimes you get lucky, you work hard and you make it right and you hit it from the beginning, but not always.
Yeah.
And in fact, we have yet another statistic that, you know, businesses that do take our consulting and our training, you know, whether it's us or from our other mentoring partners in town, they have an 80% chance, better chance of being in business after 3 years.
Really? And that's been something that you've seen as a statistic?
Yes.
That's impressive.
And that's statewide. So if you receive the training consulting, you got a much better chance of making it through the long term.
Yeah. You were going to say something, Paul.
You know, when I taught the Start, Run, Grow class many years ago, you know, I was tough on the students. You know, it's like, I don't want them to go out and fail.
Right.
So it's like, let's do the homework now. Let's answer those tough questions. Let's look at what it's really going to look like. Is this viable? And I had more, not a lot of students, but students would toss an idea out. You know, they'd say, oh, it's not viable. I don't have the cash, or it's not going to bring the revenue, or it can't cover things, you know. So it's going through that exercise before you put all that cash out, you know, your life savings or you borrow or whatever, you go into debt.
Right.
It's like, let's do the exercise of really understanding the fundamentals is, can this work? And there's some things that you can't project, like, oh, is it going to sell enough tacos or whatever it is, these restaurants? But do you have enough to get through 2 years? I mean, a lot of businesses, if you don't have the cash for 2 years, you may not be able to make it. Some, it depends on the cash drains of the business, but you know, you've got to have the wherewithal.
And that's an interesting point. People ask us, you know, how much money do I need to start my business? And we say, well, it depends on the type of business.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're going to be operated out of the home, a home-based business, and you're doing a service, well, you don't need a lot of money. You need a little bit to get your name established and to get your business license and fictitious business name. But you can bootstrap it to success. And that's actually a term, bootstrapping, where you just, you know, put a little money into it, as much as you need to keep it going until you're a success.
Yeah. And, you know, is part of the education too is how fast to add things on, you know, how to plan your growth, how to plan what it is that, you know, who your market is, how to, you know, all of that.
I would say we, you know, in the Start, Run, Grow class, that one specifically, there's a lot of fundamentals, right? So we're teaching just sort of fundamentals of what a marketing plan is, what how it integrates with social media, where you can spend, you know, what's the best use of your dollars. Here's a financial plan and whatnot. I think some of what your question is getting at is, you know, there's so many things that you have to think about. That's where the counseling comes in. Not only can you get the counseling that we offer in parallel while you're taking the class, which is great. So you're taking this class once a week, and then you're off doing your homework, investigating, you know, discovery, all this stuff, putting plans together. If you get stuck, we have counselors. You know, you go in and you get through those, you know, milestones or the struggles or what have you, and then you continue with the class. And then after you complete the class, maybe you start the business, maybe, but you can continue to get the counseling. So you get those questions, and it's very specific. It's not, you know, when we teach a class where there's 15, 20, or our larger classes, 40 or 50 students, you know, we can try and address the specific questions. But with a one-on-one session, it's talking just about your business, just about your industry. What do you need most right now? You know, I've had bridal shops come in. We have restaurants, food trucks, you know, Carol, legal work. So, and we really try and fine tune to what does that person need. And, you know, it's just beautiful to see the businesses that I've helped or helped people who went from having a job, doing the side hustle, and they see me on the street, and they're like, thank you for, you know, that counseling and whatnot. Yeah. I look at my business, you know, and I see them. You know, I see them on social media, and I see them growing and blossoming. And it's so rewarding to see people who come and get the help that they need, that coaching, accountability, whatever best, you know, information, resources. We tap them into all the resources available, and they thrive.
Is there some criteria for people to qualify for the services that you offer? Is there a way that... Is there an application process? Is there something that you're looking for? Certain people would qualify, certain people wouldn't?
You know, it's an interesting question. We don't want to turn away anyone that really has a burning desire to start a business. But yet, some people are just not ready if they're just caught in survival, you know, paycheck to paycheck. A lot of us are there anyway. But, you know, if they're just not ready, and we'll try to coach them and say, you know, go ahead and get your feet on the ground, then come back. But on the other hand, we do serve the low-income market. You know, our classes are valued at $1,800, $1,900. And before you die of shock from that, we do write them down because of our sponsors. The cost is between $200 and $400.
For the entire class. So the one that you were describing, the
Start, Run, Grow
would come out to $200-something dollars.
Yeah.
Wow.
It depends. And, you know, we do include a six-month subscription to the online business plan builder. So that's included in the cost. Now, if someone is really low income and they're having a hardship, we can work a little lower than that too. But we need to charge something because we find if people have an investment in it, they're going to pay more attention and really see it through to the end.
That's pretty impressive. What other kinds of services are available? Because your website really has a myriad of things on it.
Yeah, we do the no charge consulting. We call it consulting or counseling, mentoring, coaching. All of those are appropriate terms. And we do have counselors or consultants that cover every different area of expertise you can imagine. You know, someone that's an ex-banker, he comes in and helps people know what it's like to get loan ready.
Yeah.
You know, so you can be ready to take out a loan with the bank. Then someone, if you're hiring and firing people, you need help on that. Well, we have a person for that. And we have marketing, social media, website people, so whatever might be of interest. And, of course, then we have generalists such as Polly that can help people with a little bit of anything, you know. And they help people see the big picture because sometimes people get myopia and they just see one thing. And really, it's much bigger than that. And as Carol has attested to, you have to think about a lot of things when you're owning a business and running it.
Right. Do you have consultants that talk about the kinds of software that people want? For instance, if they want accounting software, which is best suited for their business, whether it's a QuickBooks or another tool. And what QuickBooks now has, I don't know, they must have 6,000 versions of it. But
I would say yes and no. So, you know, depending on the industry, it can get so hyper-specific that will give them guidance, what they're looking for, you know, and point them in the right direction. So while all of our counselors can't be experts at all of the sure. software out there, but we can tell them what to look for or where to find the resources, help them get on that path, if you will. And then there's a lot of the common ones like QuickBooks or things that are, you know, online CRMs, customer right. relationship management, that we're more familiar with because we work a lot with small businesses. So absolutely. Yeah.
What do you find now in your business is the thing that you keep going back to that kind of rings for you? Is this really is something that was a critical point for me in my learning and making my business a success?
I would have to say the business plan mm-hmm. and writing down goals. If I don't write it down, it doesn't happen. And I don't necessarily look at that goal or at that business plan on a daily basis, but once I put thought to pen, somehow it takes on its own power. It's just with me, and I know what my goals are. And every action I take on a daily basis helps me get closer to that goal. But I do want to state that every action doesn't have to be perfect. Because it's never...
Really?
Yeah. Because, you know, yeah, I thought everything I did had to be perfect to be successful. And it's not true. In fact, I've learned making a lot of mistakes has helped me grow. And I think I'm actually a better business now because of the early on mistakes. And I don't even call them mistakes. They're learning curves. But I feel so much stronger for having gone through them.
Yeah. Yeah. What with nonprofits, can you talk a little bit about how you've assisted nonprofits?
Yes, we're allowed to, you know, the SBA allows us to work with nonprofits that are going to be in the fields of economic development, you know, something to do with that. So a nonprofit's a little bit unique in that you need to have money to run it, but you can't keep the profits. You have to spend it each year.
Correct.
And so we do have people that can help with grant writing and mm-hmm. with proposals, because that's the basis of a lot of nonprofits. That's where you receive your income. And then managing a nonprofit is similar to a business. You know, you have people there and you have payroll and salaries and you have, you know, goals you have to achieve every year. And
my staff loves that I learned a long time ago that my mantra is no mission, no money, no money, no mission.
Yeah. That's true. Yeah. And you know, you usually live year to year as a nonprofit, or even every 6 months to 6 months. But, mm-hmm. you know, when you get more established, you'll find some long-term donors that really believe in your cause, and then they can give you ongoing money each year mm-hmm. because there are money people out there that donate, you know, $100,000 or $1 million each year, and they each year they decide who to give it to. And
right.
so we like to be a worthy cause and raise our hand in those cases.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a good viable world of the nonprofit business where, you know, they're giving back to the community.
Do you work with them about volunteers too?
Yes. In fact, most of our consultants volunteer one way or the other. We cannot afford to pay consultants their full rate, so they always agree to a reduced rate, and we're very thankful for that. And some volunteer their time completely.
That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, and we're always looking for more. So, you know, as people are listening to this, if it's maybe they're looking to start a business or they've been an established business owner and they want to give back and contribute, we welcome new mentors, new counselors all the time. The board, you know, we would welcome volunteers on our committees, anything like that. So, you know, we're a small organization trying to do a big mission.
Yeah, absolutely. What do you see as one of the biggest challenges locally for, and I would think that it's different in Kern County than it is in Monterey County than it is in San Luis Obispo. So since we cover both Monterey County, I mean, we come from mm-hmm. Salinas to Ventura. What do you see as the differences and some of the challenges for the businesses, Monterey County to San Luis Obispo County?
You know, it's the type of business that is unique to each area that people are concerned about.
Mm-hmm.
And as I mentioned before, most of the women-owned businesses are solo entrepreneurs.
Yeah.
You know, in the other counties, there's a lot of ag. If you go up to Monterey and Salinas, Kern County, there's a lot more Hispanic-based.
Mm-hmm.
And we found the Hispanic market was opening up businesses quite rapidly up until the last 2 years when there's a change in the immigration policies. Now there's a lot of fear there. So that has slowed down, but yet the existing businesses were still teaching, still training. And, you know, this is the only exposure a lot of Hispanics that have had to business is through our classes.
And these classes are offered in Spanish as well,
yes,
correct?
Both here and in Kern County, we offer them English and Spanish.
That's fantastic. This is Central Coast Voices, and I'm your host, Chris Kington Barker, on KCBX Public Radio, airing from Salinas to Santa Barbara and around the globe on the web at kcbx.org. And if you're on our website, please remember we count on your support to make our shows like Central Coast Voices possible. Fred and I are honored to volunteer our time for KCBX in this community and host this show because there are a lot of other expenses that keep this program going in this station. There's still expenses, even though there are a lot of volunteers here. Please take a moment and make a pledge of any amount that you feel works for you. And speaking of working for you, today's show is about a corporation with an abundance of talent and resources available to local entrepreneurs, small businesses, and nonprofits. Mission Community Services Corporation and Women's Business Service Center, Women's Business Center, is here in San Luis Obispo, available in Kern County and in Monterey County, to provide services to businesses and help them grow. My guest today, Chuck Jaley, Executive Director of Mission Community Services and Women's Business Center, Carol Ramirez, owner of Intrust Legal, Affordable Legal Documents, and Polly Mertens, a local business coach and consultant. This show has been pre-taped for Pledge Drive, and there's no call-in. However, you can visit the website for this organization at www.mcscorp.org, and I really encourage you to go to the website and to check it out. So we talked about your program that's coming up, and Chuck, I'd like you to say again, do you still have openings in that program for people?
Yes, we're about halfway full, but we can see 25 people in the classroom, so please, you know, do look at our website or call us at 805-595-1357. It's called Start, Run, Grow Your Business, and we do have an orientation information session coming up on September 4th that you can attend. You don't have to attend. That's next week.
Wow.
Yeah. And then we have one the following week. And you'll just hear from the instructor. It takes about 45 minutes or half hour. She'll go through the course, the curriculum, and what you'll learn. And, yeah, by the end of it, if you're interested, you're going to be excited and signing up.
Yeah.
No obligation, of course. But, you know, what happens in the class? What are our results, people ask? And I want to let you know that, you know, last year, 2018, we helped 37 people start a business.
Wow.
And we helped, you know, create 112 jobs that weren't there before. So that's between Kern and San Luis Obispo, about 50-50. And we're very proud of that because, as Polly was saying earlier, you know, she walks down the street and see businesses she's helped. It's a really good feeling. I mean, that's creating something from nothing. And Carol Ramirez has been talking earlier about her success in her business. And, you know, I just want to segue that I think small business owners are one of the most creative people out there because there's many times in a business you know, the phone isn't ringing, you're not getting sales, what do you do?
Yeah.
You know, you got to be creative. You got to make it happen.
Yeah.
And so, you know, having the class behind you, having consultants that you can talk to that we have, and all of our consulting is provided at no charge, by the way. We have a lot of different subject matter expertise consultants. Please take advantage of it.
You know, one of the things that just occurred to me, for people that have had businesses for a while, but you know, now they're needing to boost their business. Maybe there's more competition in the kind of service that they've got, and they're not in with social media. They don't understand social media. They're used to maybe placing an ad but that's not really effective anymore. Do you have courses in how to use the social media or how to become more familiar with some of the options about that?
Oh, yes. We do have marketing consultants on staff, and we do – not on staff, but that work with us to help people with that. But we also do have courses throughout the year. We have a – we call it a brown bag, but really it's a lunchtime workshop at least once a month where we, you know, just talk about topics of interest. You know, we do have one we're doing with Morro Bay Chamber of Commerce next month on, you know, buying and selling a business. What do you need to know for that? You know, we have other ones on dressing for success. We have other ones on Instagram or Canva, all the different social medias.
And you know, and Canva is, you know, it is a web-based easily accessible tool for people to create collateral material, right, for marketing. For all kinds of stuff, newsletters and just all kinds of stuff.
Oh, it's just wonderful. Everyone used to have to know Photoshop or InDesign, these big complex programs. But now Canva just simplifies it all. And anyone can know how to do a flyer really easily.
Yeah, so you're teaching on that too. Do people need to be part of the organization in order to get involved if they just called and said, hey, I need a consultant. I don't know what the heck I'm doing anymore.
No, there's no barrier to entry. You can just call. You can sign up. Unfortunately, because we are managed, or, you know, we do report to the SBA. We do have some paperwork, so bear with us on that. We apologize. But, you know, it's all confidential and, you know, not shared anywhere. But that's just so they can track us, what we're doing, not what you're doing. But if we say, oh, we helped 37 businesses start, they want to see some proof of it.
Yeah. Carol, so from the time that you took this course 2 years ago now.
I finished it in 2015.
So what's been the difference in your business?
It's been a landslide of success. The big difference for me is the growth that I've seen. In 2016, just 1 year after having a full year of being in my business, so immediately after my Start, Run, Grow program that ended in May of 2015, 1 year later, my business had grown 100%, which is huge.
Wow.
In 1 year. The second year, it was 45%. The third year, it was about 35%. And now with this current year, I will be ending the year, I believe I'll be back at about 100%.
Oh my goodness.
So the growth is phenomenal. But the reason for the growth is because of the tools that I learned in the Start, Run, Grow program. And I just want to add, you know, you asked me, what was the one thing that I learned from the program? And I had mentioned a business plan. And while that is so important to get your thoughts down in writing, it's also very important to understand where your money is going. Mm-hmm. So Lorna Whitaker taught me how to do a monthly P&L, a profit and loss statement. Mm-hmm. That's something I heard of doing at the end of the year, something you give to the CPA.
Right, for your taxes, right?
Yeah, so you can see how much money you made.
Right, or lost, yeah.
But wouldn't it be better, as she suggested, to understand how much is coming in and how much is going out? Mm-hmm. So every month I get together with Lorna and we study it. I have an excellent bookkeeper, and that bookkeeper is giving me projections not only for the future, but also she looks at the analysis over the last 18 months. So I can really see where my money is going. And of course, my biggest budget is for payroll and marketing.
Right, I was going to say it's got to be employees, right?
Employees, yes. But I'm so grateful that even though I have excellent employees working for me, I'm also fully aware of my obligations, such as workers' compensation and paying federal and state taxes and hiring an employee as opposed to an independent contractor. So I know I'm above board. I'm working with the right people to make sure that my business grows beyond me, such as the succession plan I want to create, selling my business to somebody else. I need to make sure that my business has a track record so I can show profit and loss statements on a monthly basis for the last 4.5 years. And when I sell the business, it will be viable and I'll have the paperwork to prove it.
Yeah. I'm glad that Carol mentioned about HR issues. Is that something that is a part of what's available in the education through the center as well?
Yes, we have guest speakers come in and talk during the Start and Grow Your Business class. And one of them always talks on human resources, you know, because that's an important part of your business, the hiring and firing. And the rules changed this year in California on using independent contractors. And
Right. You
have to be really careful. Are they independent contractors or are you treating them as employees?
Mm-hmm.
So we try to touch on everything that's critical to a business. And, for the things that can't get covered, then that's where we have the independent consultants that can help you.
Yeah. What kinds of businesses have you seen come through? For instance, you mentioned 30-something businesses last year that you guys worked with. Can you give us examples of some of them?
It's so interesting that, we'll have a class of 25 and not a single. There won't be a duplicate business in there. So there's no one thing we help people with. But, we have yoga studios. We have yoga practitioners. We have a lady that started a business called The Hive. It's a retail store in Rio Grande where it's all locally sourced products. And, that was her dream. And that's what she's doing. And it's very successful. Another lady, Andrea Wasco, that started something called the Quick Pickle Kit. Her mother had these amazing recipes for pickling cucumbers, and now it's a business. You buy the jar, she's got the herbs in there, and you go home and you make it happen.
Oh, that's great.
And she was actually named Small Business of the Year for our Fresno Small Business Administration District, which is 13 counties. So
Wow. We're
really proud of that. And then another lady that's making candles with a purpose. And supporting the firefighters that, are so valuable to our state. So it's everywhere. It's a bookkeeping business. We had a lady that started, she was out of work and she had two children. And, she met with us and met with, in fact, the same consultant, Lerner Whitaker, and decided to start her QuickBooks business. And here it is 8 years later. She's got 5 people working for her, and she's supporting herself and her family. And we consider that a great success.
Absolutely. Do you think that the number of women that are coming into the work environment is because of the expense of living in this area and it takes more than one income to support it? I mean, that kind of sounds to me like it could be a possibility.
Oh, it's true. It's hard to they've done studies and you can't survive on just one job anymore if it's a normal paying job. You would need to have a high paying job or a husband and wife or two partners together.
Sometimes two jobs a person.
And you have two or three jobs, and especially the millennials, they're piecing together several jobs to make a living.
Yeah, that's interesting. What is the age range that you're seeing coming in? You mentioned millennials.
Yes. According to the SBA, we shouldn't be serving anyone under 18, but we do have youth entrepreneurship classes that we've tested some entrepreneurship as early as elementary school, and it's really quite exciting.
Really?
Yeah. And then we're teaching some for high schools now, and it's really exciting to see the ideas that those kids come up with because, they don't have any limitations. As an adult, we get these filters. I can't do that.
That's silly. That's not going to happen.
Right. Yeah. But they don't have that. So it's really fun. And they go through a graduation and they all walk out of there feeling pretty tall.
Is that something that you do on an ongoing basis or summertime?
Summertime, there's a 2-week crash course that one of our consultants puts together. Hmm. But right now with one of the high schools, she's doing a year-long pilot program.
When you are talking to people about this service, what are some of the key points that you want to get across to people that you want to make sure that they understand?
Well, people think business is going to be hard, and sometimes it is, owning your own business. Other times it can be easy. It depends on what your product is, and we want to help don't want people to go into it blind. We want them to know, okay, these are going to be my challenge areas. And one of the benefits of being a small business owner is you're growing. You can hire people for two reasons. One is to do things you don't know how to do. And the second one, I like this best, you hire them to do things you don't want to do. So, because, we're best doing the things that feed our soul, feed our spirit, and if we're doing things that are, we're not aligned with, if you don't like accounting, give that to someone that loves accounting, so you can do what you really shine at.
Or who can do the accounting in a tenth of the time that you're going to struggle through to do it and then redo it and redo it because you messed it up. Yeah. What you mentioned going into this, Chuck, that you and your dad had a business and you learned by making the mistakes that you made. What are some of the common mistakes that people make besides being underfunded and not having a business plan?
They don't know how to manage the money. The money comes in, they have little receipts for it. They're not aware of the expenses they have to pay, and they don't know how to balance that. I mean, that's a big thing, and they also don't know how to do a sales forecast, because to me it's second nature. But if you haven't done that, you haven't done a projection, you don't know how to think the business is going to go. What are you going to do in 3 months? Because you have to align your expenses with that.
Yeah. And it's what you were talking about doing a monthly profit and loss statement.
Absolutely.
If you only know what your income was, but you don't know what your net is, if you only know the income and you haven't taken a look at what your expenses are, you think you've got a lot more going on than you really do. And it can be a rude awakening when you start looking at your credit card balances and what you owe, especially if your income isn't that big the next month.
You're absolutely right, Chris. Yeah. It's so important to keep track of those numbers and understand them. It's part of budgeting.
Yeah.
And you know what's interesting? We have two parts of our brain, and most of us like to live in the creative, fun part of it. But there's that other part of our brain that where the math is done that we can access, and it's not scary. And you can, at the end of it, anyone can be decent at it, because it's your livelihood. And, if you're not, we have consultants that can help you get there and help you figure it out.
Yeah. So we've got just a couple of minutes. I want to make sure that we've addressed everything. Please give the phone number to call if people are even remotely interested in learning about the programs that you've got. What number to call?
Great. The phone number is 805-595-1357. And I'll say that again in just a moment. And we have our Start, Run, Grow class starting September 18th. And please call and find out more information on that. We do have two orientation sessions coming up next week and the week after, and those are free. And we have workshops, usually two of them a month. And we have one coming up on buying and selling a business and experiences, so you can be good at that. But you'll learn about business attending these workshops too. And our phone number again, 805-595-1357. And the website, mcscorp.org.
I want to thank my guest today, Chuck Jaley, Executive Director of Mission Community Services and Women's Business Center, Carol Ramirez, Certified and Registered Legal Document Assistant and owner of In Trust Legal, Affordable Legal Documents, and Polly Mertens, a local business coach and consultant, for joining me in today's discussion. Next week, join host Fred Monroe. And in the meantime, make sure you support the station with your pledge, because you make a difference. It's when people throughout our listening area contribute money needed to keep KCBX on the air. Please join in today by making a gift. We rely on you to keep our storytelling alive. Central Coast Voices has been sponsored by Action for Healthy Communities and San Luis Obispo Community Foundation in collaboration with KCBX, made possible through underwriting by Joan Geller Sargent. I'm Chris Kington Barker, and thank you for listening to Central Coast Voices and for your support of KCBX.